The Sudan conflict, which started in April 2023, is a brutal power struggle between the Sudanese Armed Forces, the SAF, and the Rapid Support Forces known as the RSF. Since it erupted, it's caused mass displacement, thousands of deaths, and a severe humanitarian crisis, with millions of people facing food insecurity. Efforts at mediation remain largely ineffective. On Friday, the Rapid Support Forces, along with allied militia, launched a devastating two-day assault on a famine-stricken displacement camp in Darfur, killing over 100 people, according to a UN official. Among the victims were 20 children and 9 aid workers who were targeted during the attacks on the Zamzam and Abu Sharak camps and the nearby Al-Fasha camp. Last month, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, called for urgent action to address the situation in Sudan. They emphasized the dire need for intervention, noting that the ongoing conflict has caused immense suffering. Over half the country's population of approximately 24.5 million people are currently experiencing acute hunger. Additionally, more than 12 million people are now displaced, with 3.4 million having fled across the border. The conflict has led to the collapse of the health services and millions of children being out of school. Clementine Nekwa-Salami, the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for the country, has outlined how catastrophic the situation is.
All in all, we have about 30 million people in need of humanitarian assistance. Some people have not left their little towns, their villages, they remain there. They've chosen to remain there or they are unable to leave. We also have a significantly large Sudanese population outside of the country. It's 1 million plus. And these are individuals who have sought asylum in neighboring countries. So inside the country, I would say 8 million that have moved and that we're currently trying to reach with varied assistance.
For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.